let's face it, on-call firefighting at 2 a.m. is stressful. So there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that you probably can't prevent incidents from happening, but the good news is that Incident.io makes incidents less stressful and a lot more valuable. Incident.io is a Slack-native incident management platform that allows you to automate incident processes, focus on fixing the issues, and learn from incident insights to improve site reliability and fix your vulnerabilities. Try Incident.io to recover faster and sleep more. I've been giving Azure a hard time for its security posture lately, and rightfully so. Therefore, I suspect that today's screed is going to come as a bit of a shock to some folks, because it's nothing less than a love letter to an Azure service that has solved a problem that I've been noodling on for years. I periodically talk about my home-built last tweet in AWS Twitter client. It's hosted in 20 AWS regions. It's built entirely out of serverless technologies. It's my CDK testbed application. And lest this get overlooked, it's often what I use when I live tweet a conference talk with photos of the speaker's slides or write a thread that's heavy on images. What last tweet in AWS didn't do was include alt text for those images. For those unaware, alt text is meant to convey the why of an image as it relates to the context it appears within. It's read aloud to users by screen reader software. It also displays on the page if the image fails to load. Now, understand that last tweet in AWS is used to post things to Twitter. And one thing that some corners of Twitter get upset about is when people don't include alt text for their images. At first, it was easy to dismiss alt text as unimportant. Oh, that's just Twitter being Twitter. How many people with blindness or low vision could really be reading my nonsense? As a bonus, this thought pattern let me avoid doing extra work. But the more that I thought about it, and the more I heard about the importance of alt text from people I deeply respect, the more I began to question whether I was wrong. Spoiler, I was. Being inclusive matters. I cannot put it any more clearly than that. I don't know how to explain why it's important that you care about other people, but it very much is. I am not willing to debate this point. If you need a selfish reason to care, remember that we're all only temporarily abled. If we're fortunate enough to live long enough, vision is one of those things that deserts all of us, including you. With accessibility in mind, I enabled the last tweet in AWS checkbox that requires alt text for every image as I attempted to live tweet a conference talk. It was brutal. I spent more time doing alt text than I did authoring the tweet itself. Realistically, people are unlikely to potentially double or triple their ongoing workload in the name of accessibility, but as we've established, inclusivity matters. I didn't know how to solve this problem, and the last thing I expected to solve it with was a machine learning service from, of all companies, Microsoft Azure. If you want to experience the accessibility magic that Azure's computer vision has unleashed, use a Twitter account to log in to lasttweetinaws.com. Yes, I know, the permissions that it wants are scary. There's no way for me to scope that down further and still let it do the things that make it in any way useful because of Twitter API limitations. For what it's worth, you have my word that I don't log or retain any credentialed material. The require alt text and auto-generate alt text options are enabled by default, which sends any image you put into it at upload to Azure's Computer Vision API. The alt text results tend to be of varying quality. One experiment, for example, with my trademark selfie face spit back a man with his mouth open. This is directionally acceptable to me. I can always tweak the auto-generated description if necessary to make it more accurately reflect the context in which I'm using the photo. Where the whole thing falls to custard is when the picture is a screenshot of text or a photo of a conference slide when I'm live tweeting. That's where the OCR mode toggle comes into play. When it's set to off, nothing happens. When it's set to always, it runs every image uploaded through Computer Vision's optical character recognition functionality, which is similar to Amazon Textract. The magic breakthrough came from the idea of chaining the two functions together with my OCR guess mode.
there are a few phrases and image descriptions that are highly indicative that something should be OCR'd. A close-up of a machine with text, a screenshot of a computer with text, and so on. When those terms show up, the client then submits the image for OCR via Azure's Computer Vision Read API. This saves folks with screen reading software the pleasure of whatever the heck gets output when you upload every image and attempt to OCR a photo of a pineapple.
Developers want to code fast, security wants to ship securely. And it all, of course, needs to be at scale and in the cloud. Well, that's where Sneak comes in. Backed by industry-leading intelligence, Sneak is a security platform that meets engineers where they are, finding and automatically fixing vulnerabilities in code, open source dependencies, containers, and cloud infrastructure. By the way, I love the fact that we are not calling cloud infrastructure and containers the same thing. Sneak also integrates seamlessly into all the tools and workflows that teams already use, so they never have to slow down, including AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and many more that people actually use intelligently. Start your free account at sneak.co/morningbrief. That's SNYK.co/morningbrief. Develop fast. Stay secure. Sneak.
Finally, last tweet in AWS can generate alt text in a sophisticated, low-effort way. It's an absolute game changer for making accessibility something I don't really have to think about when I'm mid-flow of tweeting. Reducing friction is incredibly important if we want to create a change in the world towards better inclusivity. So here we go. Dearest Azure, your Computer Vision API is frankly a joy to work with. Yes, it's still an Azure offering, so the documentation is insecure in its suggestions, and my request to fix it get closed in the name of usability. But the capability is so powerful that I'm mystified that I haven't seen any other public examples of Twitter clients integrating functionality like this. Cloud economically, Computer Vision isn't cheap, but it's also not cost prohibitive. Azure's pricing is esoteric at best, but for every 1,000 images I have it scanned, it charges me either $1 or $1.50. This could conceivably become a challenge if I have to scale out last tweet in AWS, but at that point, it wouldn't be a tremendous challenge for me to just slap Stripe in front of it and charge folks a few bucks a month to use it. At various times, I've been incredibly skeptical of Microsoft, Azure, and machine learning. So I assure you, nobody is more surprised than I to have discovered a hidden gem like Computer Vision lurking within the platform. At a time when we all need to be thinking about the ways we'll create a more inclusive and accessible internet, this is the kind of tool more folks should have on hand. Credit where it's due. Azure, this thing nailed it. Hugs and puppies, Corey.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.